In focus, asymmetrical warfare. Experts say wars have become contests between powerful armies and inferior forces that use violent and nonviolent means to wear down opponents. VOA's Yella DeFranceschi examines the West's response to the new type of warfare.
Some analysts contend that the age of unquestioned Western military superiority has ended. They point to Iraq, where the U.S., the world's only superpower, finds itself in a protracted conflict with an inferior enemy force, and Israel's campaign in southern Lebanon last summer. After decades of failed attempts by Arab states to fight Israel with conventional armies built on the Western model, actors like the Palestine Liberation Organization, Hamas, and Hezbollah have come up with a new strategy. It blends violent and nonviolent means intended to exhaust, not defeat, a superior military force. Boston University military historian Andrew Basevich says that although this new way of warfare does not pose a threat to the West, it can prevent conventional armies from achieving decisive results.
I mean, they're the methods we see on display day after frustrating day in Iraq. It's ambushes, suicide bombing attacks, assassination, the intimidation of the population. It also includes propaganda, efforts to rouse the population, to engage in popular resistance. It's a way of warfare that poses an acute challenge to a conventionally organized Western nation state trying to defeat it.
Basevich says the battlefields and front lines of such conflicts are hard to define, and that wars that are expected to be short often become open-ended. Some experts, among them Max Boot, a senior fellow for national security studies at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, say the West is losing the battle in the war on terrorism to adversaries that are as agile as they are cunning.
Our enemies, they're very nimble, very networked, very quick to adapt. They're able to run this global insurgency with command and control, propaganda, recruiting, financing, so many elements depending on this new technology. And we're having a hard time keeping up. What we've been seeing is kind of the limits of this very conventional military and conventional government that we have set up, which isn't really adapted to the kind of challenge that we face today.
Boot contends that U.S. armed forces are burdened with a bureaucratic structure that worked well in the Cold War, but not today. He says one way to transform the Pentagon is to further outsource its operations. The use of private contractors increased significantly after the end of the Cold War. Nearly all of the international civilian police officers the U.S. have sent to the Balkans in the 1990s have come from the private sector.